100 word stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The topic for the weekly challenge this week is option. Would you like to hear a bunch of stories? Well, I'll shut up and you can listen to the stories. You know, most podcasts begin with all kinds of sponsors, or this, or that, or blah, blah, blah. Who needs that crap?
Hello, night people. Tom here, sliding my stories in between power outages. So, what's the story tonight? The most delicious strawberry I've ever eaten. You've undoubtedly heard the story of the monk chased by a tiger, driven over a cliff, held between heaven and hell by a single strawberry plant. Nice story. Didn't happen that way. Being said monk, I will now enlighten you. A little Buddhist humor there. What started as a koan on the options we all must choose in life, a succinct paradoxical statement, requested and used as a meditation discipline for novices, got way out of hand. This is a skinny. I plucked a strawberry, hit the tiger in the eye, he went over the cliff, I waved goodbye. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 709 with a, what do we call it? A prompt? Yes. With a prompt of option. So my NaNoWriMo is at 32,000 words, no, 42,000 words right now. So coming down to the end of it. Not nearly done with the story, but it's a good start. Anyway, here's my entry for option. Sure, lifting off from the school grounds and flying Linoleum Amanda home from the school dance was not the only option open to Bilbert, and probably not the smartest one. However, with the confusion of other children complaining about wet hair, firemen and their trucks arriving with sirens blaring, and students all trying to phone their parents at once, it was probably the easiest way to get out of there. Besides, it had been a week since he had last flown, and Bilbert really liked it when Linoleum Amanda held his hand. Marissa stood below them, her mouth wide open, watching them fly off. Thanks for listening. And thanks for coming back for to participate with us again, Zach Man. It was good to hear your voice. And we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You should take the easy option, a shot to the head or the cyanide pill. Either way, it will be all over soon. But the odds are firmly in my favor. Or, if you're feeling lucky, we can load the chamber. Spin the barrel. And take our chances with a last-ditch game of Russian roulette. It halves the odds, but of course, I could still win. Then again, you might fire the fatal shot. But that makes you a murderer. And we still have the death penalty, around these parts, for that particular crime. Take the pill.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "No!" shouted the elderly lady, forking up a luscious pumpkin pie. "Yes," replied another. The living room of the club was packed. All the ladies talked at the same time, teacups held in a precarious fashion. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. The rest of that night was spent at the police station, where an important decision was made. No more meetings after a night out at the local pub. The neighbors were such twats. That was actually the word they wrote on a piece of paper when they got back, and glued it to the neighbor's door, chuckling like teenagers. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
To Rabrazoinu here, with a story on the subject, option. "I built this house myself," my host said proudly. I was puzzled by this statement. The house was part of a recent development of about 200 residences, obviously built by a single developer. All the houses were slightly different, but all were much the same, and they were built so closely together that only a thin person might be able to sidle between them. "In other words," I said, before I managed to hold my tongue, "you selected plot 37 on the developer's site plan, house style 4 with option 6, 11 and 17. I was not invited back.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story based on the topic option. It's called Control, Alt, Delete. I've always wished life had been created by Microsoft, rather than puffed into existence by some divine entity, forged from random interactions of molecules, or pooped out of the butt of some pan-dimensional being, whichever creation story you ascribe to. At least then, you'd always have the option to undo your last action, restore a better version of the past, and a handy pop-up confirmation to confirm any drastic action you might have committed to. Of course, life would also crash randomly, lose everything you'd done so far, and update itself at inconvenient moments. No worse than now, really. There you go, all done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Paper or plastic? Are these my only two options? What about if I use my own canvas bags? How about just putting all this stuff back in the cart? I'll dump it out into my trunk, and then empty my trunk when I get home. How about wooden barrels? I can roll out a wooden barrel. Yes? Can you load this all into a catapult and launch it at my house? I have a volleyball net that I'm not using. That could catch everything. It sure caught the volleyball every time I tried to play. I wasn't very good. Or tall.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of option. I hope you enjoyed the stories this week. You can leave a comment up at the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, letting all the people know, hey, I like that story. You can also see the text of the stories, links to people's websites, and, well, almost 14 years of archives of 100-word stories. Try to find more 100-word stories out there. Really. Keep looking. Nope, not going to find it. The topic of the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is up on the website. It's a pick two, so there's a long list, and you pick two of them, and well, all the instructions are up there. Just click on weekly challenge, and you'll see. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.